done via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, as we launch into hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with
and Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. So again, freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls here, and we still have to talk about testicles coming up, Mark. But first, we go to Carl in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live, Carl.
Hey, I was calling. I heard about your other, woman that was arrested for having a camera and taking pictures of the police. Well, there was a case up here recently in the local Montreal Gazette, and it's been in the paper today, and it was in the paper Friday. This college student, Brendan Jones, had a camera, and he was sitting on a stone ledge out near where his college was. Mm-hmm. And the cops asked him to give him his camera. He refused to give him the camera. Then they gave him a $628 ticket because he was sitting on a park ledge. And they said he was sitting, he was using the city structure improperly. And, you know, you're not allowed to sit anywhere unless it's a public bench. And if you sit anywhere else beside a public bench, I guess you can get a ticket for that.
Doesn't
and
surprise
so the police gave him a $628 ticket.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't
I
surprise
hope he fights
me.
It.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that to our attention, Carl, and thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. It doesn't surprise me one iota. We were talking about New York City's police department in the last hour, and I remember reporting on a story where they were just going around rounding people up for crap like sitting on a milk crate, you know, improper use of a milk crate or something like that.
I guess
they've got
the
some
whole
crazy
thing
laws.
Cleaning up the city or whatever, I don't know.
It's nonsense is what it is. It's they've got so many laws that they can literally drive down the street and eyeball people and say, oh, well, he's violating this
he's violating that.
And
I mean, you know, really, that shouldn't be the way it is. I mean, the police should be there protecting, you know, the idea is, well, to arrest people that have hurt people.
Yeah,
that's
well, that's the idea, but it's what it's become is this. It's just become, you know, constantly cashing in on people and on people's ignorance. And a little late on the sound effect, but anyway, it's just become them turning the citizens of America into a cash register because they know that all they have to do is slap them with a few charges, and then they'll come back and they'll say, well, it looks like you're facing a lot of trouble here.
Right, and so they'll take the lesser charge in order to not go for the
we'll cut you a deal. Looks like you're facing a lot of trouble here, buddy. But we're gonna do you a favor. It's your first time, so we're gonna cut out half the charges. As long as you plead guilty, we'll give you probation, and you'll have to pay a fine.
Yeah,
and then, thank you, officer. Oh, I didn't want to go to jail. Oh, thank goodness.
The probation always looks like such a great deal, and the fact is, you know, I might be tempted to take it too if something like that came up. You know, I got a family to feed and that kind of thing. But the probation is—it's really a trap. I mean, is it close to? It's close to being a trap.
Yeah,
they're essentially telling you, you know, and in a lot of cases, you're talking about people that are, you know, sort of in the gray area of legal and illegal, and a lot of us fit in that area. The poor types; those are the people they like to go after. And you're asking them to not violate any rules at all. It's a violation of your probation to be arrested for something. Not to be convicted, but to be arrested.
Right.
I've seen guys in prison, for riding a jet ski too fast in a no-wake zone, for not wearing a helmet on a motorcycle, for, you know, all kinds of silly violations.
And then you get a VOP, and a VOP is pretty serious charge, isn't it? Yeah. So it's just awful
what
they're doing.
They get felony probation and misdemeanor probation.
Right. It's just awful what they're doing to people, but they keep getting away with it, and as a result, they keep passing more and more laws that restrict more and more of the most asinine things. We mentioned last hour that Dave Ridley here from RidleyReport.com in New Hampshire is going to be doing an illegal puppet show tomorrow.
Yeah.
An illegal puppet show. You cannot have a legal puppet show in the state of New Hampshire unless you get a government permit to have one.
That's correct.
If you're going to be making money. But from what I understand, if you do it in Manchester, then any puppet show, even if it's just a free puppet show,
free puppet shows are illegal in Manchester without a permit.
Right. So they just keep making these laws more and more asinine, and so more and more people on a regular daily basis violate these laws without even knowing it, and then all the cops have to do is just target you and throw all the charges at you. And they know that most people are going to roll over, so now, speaking of asinine laws, Mark, testicles.
Yeah, yeah. Well, New Hampshire doesn't have the hasn't cornered the market on asinine laws, that's for sure.
Oh, this isn't a New Hampshire thing, right?
No, it's not. Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, boy. Our home state.
The weirdest stories are always from Florida or Germany. Senate lawmakers in Florida voted to ban the fake bull testicles that dangle from trailer hitches, mini trucks, and cars throughout the state.
Now,
I've only seen these on trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen them on cars. I'm sure that somebody out there has them on their car.
Yeah, but down in Florida, they're always on trucks.
I've never gone and... What do you do when you feel fake bull testicles? Fondled them?
No.
I've never gone and touched the metal testicles on these things.
Why would you?
Well, because I want to know what they're made of.
Oh, okay.
They seem like they're made of a lot of metal, like a big piece of pot metal.
They swing like that. They swing like they're pretty heavy.
Yeah, they do. You watching these now?
I've driven behind them before,
just swinging back and forth. They're sort of they hypnotize you.
Anyway, I don't know about that.
It's a van.
I think that says more about you than anything else.
Well, you're the one who's been watching them from the back from the car. There, you're following these.
They're
people
hard. Not, they're hard
testicles.
They're hard to ignore. So noticeable.
The Republican
what's that hanging down. Oh my goodness!
The first time I saw them, I thought it was very clever.
Yeah.
After that, I'm just disgusted. And then they come in like blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Republican Senator Kerry Baker, a gun shop owner from Eustis, Florida, called the adornments offensive. And I would agree. They are offensive. And proposed the ban. I would not agree with that.
Yep.
Motorists would be fined $60 for displaying the novelty items, which are known by the brand named Truck Nuts, and resemble the south end of a bull moving north. The Florida Senate moved last week to add the measure to a broader transportation bill. Just sticking it right there on the transportation bill.
But did they actually take a bull and, you know, use plaster of Paris to get an accurate representation?
I don't know. They look very accurate.
Yeah.
It was not included in the House version, however. In a spirited debate laced with...
I wonder whose job that was.
What?
You know, putting the plaster on there and getting them all ready.
Do you know what they? I mean, for prize bulls, they have to. You know, they send the semen all over America. Where do you? How do you think they get the semen?
Okay, yeah, there you go.
You know,
let's not continue that discussion.
When a cow's giving birth, you got to reach right in there and get that thing out of there.
Hmm.
Yeah. So you know, being a farmer, you can't be squeamish.
Right. Right.
We had.
Okay, I'm sorry. So
my cow, my dad. You know, we had cows.
So you said the Senate was unanimous on this.
No.
No.
In the spirit of debate, laced with double entendre, Senate lawmakers questioned whether the state should curtail freedom of expression in vehicle accessories. Critics of the ban included the...
Well, the state owns your car, so I guess they can do whatever they want to do, right?
How do they own your car?
I don't know. Some people claim that they do. They claim that when the cars are manufactured, the manufacturer's statement of origin or certificate of origin is sent off. When you purchase the car, it's sent to the state, and they then send you a certificate of title, which is actually not the title. It's a certificate of the title,
uh-huh.
And the title is in the hands of the state. And so by law, or at least by their system, they actually own your car, and you're allowed to drive it.
But that's duplicitous, and I don't think that, if you had to fight that in some way or another, you could.
Maybe you could.
You paid for the car, just because they put together a system that where they managed to take the title and give you a certificate of title, doesn't mean they own anything.
Oh, no,
they didn't pay for it, and that's duplicitous.
But if they take your car, then how are you going to get it back from them, right?
It's always very difficult to do such a thing, but you could file suit.
I'm just talking about how, as I understand it, their little system works, what they think about your car.
Yeah.
And they believe they own it.
You know, they believe they own you.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, forget your car. They tax your labor, for God's sake.
You're
your labor
subject.
In the future.
Right.
So you are their serf.
Yeah.
And there's no getting around it. Forget your car, everything that
that's
you own, everything that you are, everything that you think belongs to the government. Prove otherwise.
Yeah. Isn't this nice, though, the government spending its time arguing over whether or not someone can put bull's testicles on the back of their truck?
Quite honestly, this would be the kind of thing that I would prefer them to argue about. Unless, of course, I was the one who got the ticket, but I would never put these things on my car.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL, CAI toll-free line. Is there more to the story?
Just the line that says it probably won't make it through the process.
Well, we'll see about that. Some places have banned baggy pants. They were successful at banning baggy pants. Who would have thought that would be
successful?
S-Happens
bumper stickers got banned.
S-Happens did?
Yeah, in places.
More coming up. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Calyx moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand, and I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Calyx and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. This is SACL-CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, get them free right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com.
You want to move to New Hampshire, but don't know where you live? porkmanor.com is a new site that connects freedom-loving landlords with freedom-loving renters. Landlords can easily manage the display of their rentals, including uploading photos and showing video. Renters can find a place where they'll be living with libertarians and anarchists. It's simple, efficient, cheap, and effective. Porkmanor.com. That's PORCMANOR.com. You know, when they say it's cheap, it's cheap. Mm. It's like $3 a quarter.
That's if you're a landlord.
Yeah. And for a renter, it's nothing.
Are free.
You know, so he just wants to, you know, kind of get the ball rolling on
this
whole thing.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's a great idea.
Can you imagine uploading video to your classified site? And obviously, Free Talk Live is the best place to advertise it because most of the people that are moving for the Free State Project are listening to Free Talk Live.
Yeah. So. I'm with them there. Yeah. I think it's great. I think PorkManor.com is a great resource for people that are planning on coming to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project or just because they want to come to New Hampshire and be liberty activists. But if you're going to come to be a liberty activist, you might as well sign up for the Free State Project. Anyway, I think it's great. There are already a handful of places listed there. And this is great because it's going to encourage more people to put their houses on there and bring more people in and make it easier for people to come here. So, super. All right. So, we just sort of finished a discussion, but I wanted to continue commenting on one of the issues that's important here. And the issue is the bull testicles, the ones that you might have seen hanging from the back of some trucks in the place that you live. I don't know. Do you think they're as popular up north as they are down south? Have you seen any up here yet?
I've seen them up here, but I don't think they're as popular. Bulls aren't as popular up here as they are down south either.
That would make sense.
I mean, you know, I grew up on a farm.
Rustling cattle doesn't happen as much up this way, right?
I don't know. No, isn't rustling a crime?
I don't know, man. I'm not a cowboy. Don't ask me these things.
But then stop using the terminology.
All right. Anyway, so the reason I wanted to continue the discussion was because the guy, one of the senators that proposed this legislation, he said it was offensive. And if that's the criteria that will be used from here on out to determine what things should be illegal, then it's not going to be long before nothing's... I mean, you're not going to be able to do anything. Barely going to be able to... I mean, what if I'm offended by the color of your car?
Absolutely. And I'll
tell you, offended by all kinds of things.
There are some colors of cars that do offend me. You know, there's... in Sarasota, a lot of the guys, you know, that like their rap music, they would decorate their cars in, like, a metallic mustard yellow, and then they'd put these giant wheels on them, and they'd cut out the interior of the car, you know, the wheel well, so that these things could turn. I mean, they were ridiculous looking. I absolutely found them as offensive. I found them more offensive than the bull testicles, because the bull testicles are in bad taste, but relatively cheap, whereas the modifying of this car is in horrible taste and extraordinarily expensive. So I find it, you know, like that offends my sensibilities in two ways. So, you know, I can be offended by a lot of things. As a matter of fact, I'd go up to Bradenton and I'd see some car covered in, anti-abortion bumper stickers and things like that, and I'd be offended by that. You know, so
I'm offended by all bumper stickers. How about that? I'm offended by your hairstyle. I'm offended by... Now, look, I'm not really offended by these things, but some people can claim to be offended by all kinds of inoffensive, innocuous things. And so this is the new criteria. I hope this does get shot down, but still, in Louisiana, I believe there are some towns in Louisiana where it is illegal to have baggy pants on because... It's offensive. This is bad for these kids to wear baggy pants. It's going to hurt their chances to get a good job in the future. So therefore, we should outlaw it and fine them and arrest them if they continue to wear baggy pants.
Yeah, that'll help. That won't prevent them from getting a good job.
These bull testicles are offensive. We should fine and arrest people who continue to put these on the backs of their trucks. Sure, it helps us identify who the jackballs are out there. But you know what? Everyone should be unable to customize their ride because we don't want anyone to feel bad. And I'm sorry, but the whole idea behind freedom of speech...
Right, freedom, you don't... you're guaranteed a freedom of speech, not the freedom from being annoyed.
Exactly. If it's your property, then you can control other people's, what they can do on it. So
sure.
If you want to come into my house and start yelling...
You can't park that car with those bull testicles in my driveway.
You could make that restriction because it's your driveway.
Right.
But driving down the public roads... That should be anybody's game. And if you want to put a naked lady on the side of your car, I think you should be able to do that. It may be tacky.
Oh, my God, is it?
You may be ostracized by some people for it, but that should be your choice to make. Why can't the ostracism, if any, be enough punishment for these people? If it's so offensive, then people will be offended and they will not talk to that person, or they won't do business with that person, or they'll say something to that person. They'll say, I just want to let you know I'm offended by your truck testicles.
Right. And the thing is the people that are offended don't want to say anything. Which
they go to the government and
I understand.
Bed.
I don't want to say anything either. I'm not going to pull up next to the guy and say I'm offended.
Well, yeah, because that would make you a jerk.
Right. But to go after go to the cops and get them to do something about it? Come on.
It's cowardly.
What's the point of that?
Pathetic. But we're going to see more of this, as we've been seeing it in the past. It just keeps getting worse, where the government continues to determine what you can adorn yourself with at this point. I mean, that's how far this has gone. In some places, they can determine the color you paint your house. I mean, at what point will you look at this? If you're somebody who's not on our side and who has not yet come to the conclusion that these governments have gone way too far, if you have not yet come to that conclusion, where's your line in the sand? At what point will you say, okay, that's enough. I've had enough of this, you people trying to control my life. Don't know. I'd love for you to answer that. 800-259-9231. Speaking of controlling
government.
The thing
is people, when people come to that point, they come individually. You generally don't come all at once. So that's what makes that difficult. Is then you're, one or two people or a handful of people fighting.
A minority, sure. Yeah,
you're fighting City Hall. One of the reasons for the Free State Project is just situations like that. It's because there are people here that will stand up, no matter what the issue is, they will stand up for your freedom to express yourself.
We'd like it if you would stand up for the freedoms of others in return. But yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And speaking of freedom, how about the freedom to raise your kids and to run your family the way you want to run it?
Nah.
How about that freedom?
That one stinks.
Oh, well, now, Mark, as a new father, I would think you'd find this one pretty important.
I do, but...
Now, we're not talking about homeschooling in this instance. We're talking about health. We're talking about the health of your children.
Right, and on this particular one, I did not get Jack immunized, and I don't know...
They could make that illegal.
I don't know when and if I will. But, yeah, you can believe there are people out there that think that what I've done is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And you should be punished.
I'm stupid.
You have Jack taken from you.
All kinds of things. And they would...
They would take your baby from you.
They would.
If they could get away with
it. I'm a dangerous man.
But that law hasn't been passed yet. What we're going to talk about here in a moment, and this is going to be an issue that may divide a number of our listeners, so I'd love to hear from you if you disagree with me on this one. Parents who prayed as their 11-year-old daughter died of untreated diabetes will be charged with second-degree reckless homicide. Let's talk about this. Praying for your kids. Should that be illegal? Should you be punished for not taking your kid
homicide.
For not taking your kid to the hospital? More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgy.com.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up and keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list for free. It's updates.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Or working out and eating right, no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month, has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures. He's changed some of the pictures up, by the way. And read his story at notfatanymore.com. You can get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out notfatanymore.com.
According to ABC News and the Associated Press, parents who prayed as their 11-year-old daughter died of untreated diabetes will be charged with second-degree reckless homicide, according to the Marathon County District Attorney on Monday. The failure to seek medical intervention created an unreasonable and substantial risk of death or great bodily harm, according to their district attorney, Jim Ballstad. Jill announced that the charges Monday during a news conference. Apparently, the police chief has said that the parents, Dale and Lalani Newman, told investigators their daughter Madeline last saw a doctor when she was 3 to get some shots. The couple face up to 25 years in prison if convicted. Madeline, called Kara by her parents, died Easter Sunday at the family's rural Weston home. An autopsy determined she died from undiagnosed diabetic ketoacidosis, an ailment that left her with too little insulin in her body. The couple's lawyer didn't immediately return a message by the AP. Lalani, the mother, who's 40, told the AP previously she never expected her daughter to die. The family believes in the Bible, which says healing comes from God. But they are not crazy, religious people, and have nothing against doctors, she said. Dale, who's a former police officer, said he has friends who are doctors. He started CPR as soon as the breath of life left his daughter's body, he said. Madeline, who was a straight-A student who was being homeschooled, was in good health until she started getting tired about 2 weeks before she died, said her mother. When the situation got worse over Easter weekend, we started fast in prayer then, she said. We believed that she would recover. According to a search warrant request, the girl's grandmother told investigators she'd been ill for several days and was very tired and wanted to be held by her mother. By March 22nd, Madeline couldn't walk or talk, said her grandmother.
It's so awful.
The grandmother said she told Lalani Newman to take the girl to the doctor, but the mother said her daughter would be fine and that God would heal her, according to the court record. Also, according here to the Associated Press, the grandmother eventually contacted a daughter-in-law in California who called the police on a non-emergency line to report the girl was in a coma and needed medical help. An ambulance was dispatched to the home shortly before some friends in the home called 911 to report the girl had stopped breathing. The Newman said they moved to Weston in Wisconsin from California about 2 years ago to open a coffee shop and to be closer to other relatives. The couple has three other children, ages 13 to 16. The family doesn't belong to an organized religion or faith, according to Ms. Newman. In March, an Oregon couple who belong to a church that preaches against medical care and believes in treating illness with prayer were also charged with manslaughter and criminal mistreatment in the death of their 15-month-old daughter. The toddler died March 2nd of bronchial pneumonia and a blood infection that could have been treated with antibiotics, according to the medical examiner's office. In Oregon, laws passed in the 1990s struck down legal shields for faith-healing parents after the deaths of several children whose parents were members of a fundamentalist church. So here you are again with yet another situation of people with a belief system that is Christian, but not overt in that it's identifiable. It's no identifiable sect of Christianity. And so because they're not mainstream, their belief system is criminal at this point. By law, the way they believe, their religious freedom, which I believe was supposed to be one of the founding tenets of the country, like religious freedom.
It's too confusing for the court systems when you start, situations like this push the freedom of religion. And, you know, I guess the way I feel is that I think it's sad.
Yep.
I think it's a waste. I think it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
If Jack had diabetes, I would, and was this ill, certainly, I'd take him to a doctor. He'd be getting, medical treatment. He'd be treating it with his diet, too, but mm-hmm. with a type 1 diabetes, you have to have shots or something. You have to have some kind of treatment. I think it's sad, but this is what these people chose to do. The little girl, although she was indoctrinated from birth with these people's wacky belief,
mm-hmm.
She chose to do it too. I don't know that she ever had.
She was 11. She could have run away.
I don't know that she had any other opportunities. She was very ill. She was probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know either. But I know I don't think that they should be put in a jail cell.
Are these people murderers?
No.
Are they sick killers? Are they a danger to you and your family?
They own a coffee shop and they have three other children.
No, they're not a danger.
You may disagree with their lifestyle. You may disagree with their belief system. You may vehemently disagree with their belief system. But look, if you want to have the freedom to raise your kids in whatever way you want to raise your kids and inculcate them with whatever belief system you want to inculcate them with, then you have to allow other people to do the same thing, to do things differently from how you might do them. Will it result in situations like this? Eventually, yeah. These things are going to happen, but... And it is tragic. I'm not trying to diminish the death of this little girl, and I wouldn't try to diminish the abuse that the kids in the FLDS church, the Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints church, I wouldn't try to diminish the abuse that they've received. But it's none of my business. All I can control is my life and the people I associate with and the decisions that I make. And I try to do my best to help people in my life and do what I consider the right thing. These people were doing what they considered the right thing for their family and for their life. And who are you or who am I to say otherwise?
Now, how about this? Let me put a little...
Did they give her diabetes?
No. And the idea that they would charge them with murder is wrong. They didn't murder anyone.
Mm.
You cannot do nothing and kill someone. I mean, you might be talking about negligence or negligent manslaughter or something like that, but you can't kill anybody by not doing anything. But let me twist this up for you, Ian, give you a couple of questions here.
Okay.
What if the grandmother took the little girl to the doctor or the hospital or whatever and got her some treatment before she was in a coma?
What if?
Well, what, I mean, could the parents file suit against the grandmother?
I can't see why they would. What would the charge be? What would be the suit over? Kidnapping?
They're infringing on their right to raise their daughter the way they want.
Well, okay. Well, then you get to the issue of, who can make decisions for the little girl, right? She's 11 years old,
if she decided, if Grandma came to pick her up and Grandma said, look, we're going to go to the hospital. I'm going to get you some treatment because you're sick and you need to go to the hospital. And the little girl said, no, I don't want to go. Well, then you might have a problem. But if the little girl said, well, great, I've been trying to leave that house for weeks.
Those people are nuts.
Yeah. Then I think that really the onus, the criteria here lies with the little girl and what she wants for herself. If she wants to go with Grandma to the hospital, she should be able to go with Grandma to the hospital, and Grandma should not be able to get in trouble for that. How could she? It was the little girl's choice at that point,
yeah.
Right?
I don't like the idea of kids making important decisions for themselves, but the fact is kids make important decisions for themselves every single day.
Absolutely.
If a child can walk, it can make the choice as to whether or not to run out in the street.
You bet.
You teach your child not to run out in the street. If a parent teaches their child to run out in the street, how are you ever going to know? I mean, they're a sick weirdo, but they don't have a baby anymore. Their
right.
child, their most valuable asset is gone. How sad is that? Do they need any more punishment than that?
I bet
if the next child comes down with diabetes that these people are going to take them to the hospital. Maybe they won't. Maybe they're just completely off their rocker. But... prison for this? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231.
It's not going to solve anything.
Yeah, exactly. Who are they going to pay restitution to? Not that they would charge them with paying restitution, but who are they going to pay restitution to? Their other kids? The other children in the household? I mean, they're already being raised by the parents.
Yeah.
They probably will already have a chance to go and work in their coffee shop. And again, it's something I would not choose to do with my children if I had them. And I doubt you would choose to do it with Jack, Mark, and, you know, we should all be free to make these choices. If you go down the road of saying, well, this is wrong, these parents should be punished, well, then you're going down the road of the government can make decisions for your kids, and it's inevitable that they will eventually make a decision that you're not going to agree with.
Absolutely.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, Rocket trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Just start your shopping there. Again, it's amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Dustin in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live, Dustin. Dustin?
Hi there. I can tie the last couple of topics together. There was discussion of the certificate of origin.
Yes.
Well, I went in to buy a car a couple of years ago, and when we're filling out the papers, and it came to the part about the DMV having power of attorney, and I was going to let the car dealership deal with the paperwork, I said, no, I would like to handle that myself.
Hmm.
And I'd also like the certificate of origin.
So you were buying the car brand new, because as I understand it, the only time you can get a certificate of origin is if you buy brand new.
Correct. So this was my opportunity to try this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the sales guy didn't know what I was talking about, so he said, well, go in the back and ask. Well, he goes in the back, and I hear this big hubbub, and I hear some loud voices going on.
Huh.
And he comes back out with paperwork and says point blank, if you want the car, you have to sign this.
Wow.
And I said,
didn't want the sale,
about?
Huh?
Well, I ended up buying the car.
But, oh, I see.
And he made it clear you cannot have the certificate of origin.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've heard stories of people getting it. But anyway.
I'm sure it depends on the dealer. In this case, the dealer just didn't want to sell it badly enough.
Well, I think it has to do with them maintaining their license to sell the cars. They,
probably depends on the state.
Could very well be. I would have taken it to the next level at that point and talked to the manager and said, well, I'd like to find out what the reasoning for this is.
Well, I know.
Yeah, you know, sometimes different circumstances, different situations. You know.
Well, you must have really wanted the car, right?
Yeah, I needed the car. And I already had the check in hand, you know. I was like,
gotcha.
Yeah. You're ready to get that job done.
Anyway, well, this can tie together. My wife and I have guardianship of our nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it came time to do the immunization. And since we have an autistic child in the house, we're pretty adamant about waiting as long as possible to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it's California, my wife had to fill out this dramatic paper about how it's we really don't want to do that. And, well, the time came and went to do this, and we got a nasty letter effectively threatening to take the kid away. So,
because it wasn't naturally your child, you were given some kind of guardianship, they could threaten you a little more effectively than they could somebody whose child it was, right?
So they trust you enough to take care of the kid in every way. You know, you feed him, you house him, you clothe him.
Some real decisions.
Except if you don't do what they want.
Right.
Then they get real nasty.
Yeah, that sounds nasty.
So we started the adoption proceeding on this,
mm-hmm.
and so the wife went in to get the birth certificate, and so I suggested she ask the similar questions like I did with the car. And everyone should know that the birth certificate you have is not the birth certificate. It's an abstract or some kind of copy of it.
Hmm.
So my wife asked, well, can I get the original? And the lady was shocked. Well, of course not. The state keeps that.
Yeah, we have to keep that on file. What are you talking about?
And just for everyone as a curiosity note, if you look at your birth document, you'll see two numbers. One's a file number, and somewhere on there will be another number.
And okay. What's that mean?
Well, it's a bond number, and that's another topic.
Okay.
And you'll also notice that your birth document is printed on banknote paper. Somewhere on there it'll suggest it'll be some kind of statement saying this is banknote paper.
Huh.
It's not just some piece of paper with info on it. They take it real seriously.
Yeah, it's worth money to them or something, right?
Yeah, and that's another side topic. But the point is, if they keep the certificate of origin for our cars in some vault somewhere, or maybe they're also keeping some original birth document in a vault somewhere for the same reason, I would say.
Possibly. It's certainly possible.
You know, I've sort of heard you know, topics like this before, and I don't know. I don't know if there's some big conspiracy or anything like that, but I can tell you, those people don't own me. And, you know,
they don't.
It doesn't matter what piece of paper they have, they don't own me. Now, the fact
title.
Right, whatever that means. And
it's a piece of paper.
And they got themselves a little piece of paper that says when I was born. And
it's fancy looking.
And it's important to them in some way, shape, or form. But the idea that they can tax my labor into the future, it shows that they effectively do believe that they own you. You know, I mean, they act like they do.
Well, yes, but it's actually this legal fiction that's floating around in commerce.
Mm-hmm.
That they call it.
Has anyone ever had that? Has anyone actually had success with that approach? This
absolutely.
The idea that, you know, if you look at your birth certificate, all the letters are in caps. If you look at the driver's license, all the letters are in caps.
I'm one of the guys that's played these games for quite a few years now,
mm-hmm.
and a lot's been learned about it. And that's just the beginning. That's just kind of something to play with. I mean, it's such a long topic. There's two ways to play it. You either play their system so well that you beat them at their own game, or you just get out of it. And I don't
know
which is better.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, there's the people that make their own license plate and you know, get their license, driver's license back, and they fly their own flag out in front of their house and all that kind of stuff.
And I've heard about these people. There's the people up in Oregon. That's a religious group that they actually do have their own license plate. And apparently, after they were arrested enough times, and they just, you know, they basically went into the jail to proselytize to the people in the jail, and were very very disobedient to the police. They just, you know, like they decided with some of the activists here in New Hampshire, they've decided they're not worth their while to mess with anymore.
It's hard to know if it's because we're right or because they're just tired of messing with us.
Yeah.
Okay, more fun topic is the truck nuts.
Yes,
I have a very large off-roading truck, and I saw these one day, and I took it to a new level. I got a pillowcase and a couple of soccer balls, and I stuck them in there, and I tied it under the bed, and I totally forgot about it, and they were there for years. Well, I'm driving up through Utah, and I get pulled over, and I'm thinking, wow, what could this possibly be about? Well, a CHP guy comes up, and I start talking, and he wants
to
know.
He's not the CHP in Utah.
Well, whatever. UHP, good call.
Right, I'm just kidding.
The statey, yeah.
The state. And turns out he'd gotten a call that someone was concerned that something was hanging off the truck, and it was a safety hazard. And it was fun to watch the guy try to keep his composure. We're discussing this very large dangling sack off the truck. But back to the point of not needing a law, when I parked it in front of my dad's house, he saw that and said, you know, my neighbors won't like that.
Mm.
So I took them off. Done.
There you go.
Handled.
Problem solved.
Yep.
Problem solved.
Ostracism works, and these government laws are just a money machine for these people. It's
Absolutely.
Just a way for them to cash in. Dustin, great call tonight. Thank you again for the dialing in. 800-259-9231. I love the topic of people just withdrawing from the system. I find it fascinating, and I would love to see more successful examples of that actually happening. And I think we may be seeing some of them coming here, coming out of New Hampshire soon. We'll certainly bring that to you. I know there are discussions going on amongst activists around here that have to do with creating an alternative license plate and getting the activists that are ready to withdraw from the government's coercive system and enter into the voluntary society to drive around with these license plates on to identify who we are to them so they don't mess with us.
I understand why they want license plates, and I think that makes perfectly good sense, why the state wants, the law enforcement community wants license plates. Mm-hmm. It makes good sense that you have numbers in the back of a car. But the whole idea of registering them and, you know, tracking them and all that other thing, that bothers me.
Let's go to the phone calls here. Talk to David in Keene, New Hampshire, who I believe may be one of those activists. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David in Keene, going once. David in Keene, going twice. I think we may be having some trouble in the network studios. We will continue. We'll maybe bring David on here in a moment. But in the meantime, well, let's try the amp line here in our studio with Matthew in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Matthew.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Anyway, you talked about officially dropping the Libertarian Party. And
yes, I have revoked my life membership. Revoked it. Yes.
Revoked your life membership. And not using the word libertarian to describe yourself anymore. For me, of course, I only speak for myself, but I don't like the idea of dropping the word libertarian because the Libertarian Party is becoming something different. For me, the word libertarian hasn't changed anything, hasn't changed, and I don't feel like changing what I call myself and how I think of myself because of what the LP is doing and what some other folk are using the word incorrectly as.
So it doesn't bother you that people like Glenn Beck and Neil Bortz and Bob Barr and Mike Gravel, people who are clearly not libertarian
not
in any
libertarian.
Way, shape, or form, are calling themselves that? That's not an issue for you?
Well, it is an issue.
I'd like to continue the discussion. Hang on. We'll bring it back in hour three. 800-259-9231. A bunch of people want to call about the diabetes issue, the faith healing, the parents that let their daughter die. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.